It's derby time. Come on, tell your friends. We'll go to many distant lands with Dan the coach and Jackie the skater. The fun will never end. It's derby time. Welcome to the Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. This is Jackie Bauer. Thank you for joining me today on the path to becoming better athletes, teammates, leaders, and human beings. Hey friends, how's it going? I really hope wherever you are that you are doing okay right now, because there's a lot of people in the world who are freaking out. And there is a lot to be concerned about, but none of it is gonna, it's not gonna do us any good to panic. It's not gonna do anyone any good to freak out and stock up on all the toilet paper in the world. So it's the only thing people are talking about right now, so let's talk about it. Let's get some catharsis. Let's talk about the things we can do about this today. And hopefully this will be a good place where you can get your calm on. Let's calm down. Let's help others calm down. And let's examine what the productive things we can do are. And what are the things we can do to keep ourselves safe and healthy and protect those around us. Keep washing your hands and stop touching your face. Roller derby is canceled. Roller derby is canceled in some places, and the numbers are going up all the time. There's a Google spreadsheet tracking canceled events and leagues that are canceling practice for the time being. And I'm going to try and throw that link in the show notes. I'll probably put a bunch of links in the show notes. I am also going to include a link in the show notes to the WFTDA statement about how to proceed. And I'm just going to go ahead and, plenty of minds get together in the WFTDA to give these statements before releasing them to the public. And they try to do their best to send out the right message. So I'm just going to give you the Cliff's Notes version if you haven't read it yourself yet. First off, they know that this is affecting everyone, and there are widespread ramifications for roller derby's ability to do the derbs. All right? There's something out there. It's a pandemic now. It's very real. And they know it's going to affect all of us. All right? They are working on making plans. And here's the most important things WFTDA wants everyone to remember for their own leagues. Number one, each league should follow the precautions advised in their region as recommended by your local government. Safety is top priority. So, in your area, if there is a ban on social events of 200 people or more, follow that. If there's a ban on events of 100 people or more, follow that. Which leads to the next bullet point. WFTDA is encouraging leagues to assess the financial implications of activity suspension and make plans for those impacts. More on that in a second. Third, WFTDA leadership will convene an open forum for community discussion next week. The date and time will be announced soon and will be scheduled with the goal of reaching as many community members as possible. If you have any questions you would like to ask, please submit them at this link that I'll also throw in the show notes for easy access. All questions should be submitted by Friday, March 20th, 2020. Plenty of time to get your questions in. And finally, WFTDA is trying to sort through all the info they're getting from the 23 countries they keep track of, and we'll get back to you with more info when they can. Okay, so that's that. Let's get into it, shall we? So many people have been discussing, what should we do? What should our team do? What should our league do? What do we do? Other leagues have been messaging Coach Dan for advice. So what should your league do? It's hitting really close to home right now with me, because my league, just a few minutes ago, has made our first cancellation. We were to celebrate 10 years of being a league together on Saturday. This was a big deal, a 10-year celebration. The annual birthday bash and silent auction, which is our biggest fundraiser event of the year that we really depend on for funding our home season. And this year, we're traveling to ECDX for the first time, and we need all the help we can get to make that happen. But this week, the virus was declared a pandemic, and today, I'm recording this on a Friday, is the day President of the United States declared a national emergency on top of our existing statewide emergency that closed schools for 3 weeks. So this is happening. It finally got to my little city too. It is happening. Okay, so if you're in a big city, chances are you're already canceling everything, games, events, practices, because there's a lot of people there. But a lot of us live in smaller cities and towns, and this hasn't affected our areas greatly yet. So there's this uncertainty about what to do. What's too much? What's, you know, extreme? What isn't enough? How does this affect our season? Like, what's really the right thing to do? I was fully prepared to go to our event tomorrow and was brainstorming ideas for possibly doing some maybe online auctions in case the turnout was low. Just trying to think ahead, like, what are we going to need to do to pull this off? But honestly, rescheduling is probably the best thing we can do to have that event actually be successful. So if you have an event that is going to be a large group of people, if you can postpone it, you probably should. That seems to be the prudent course of action at this time. But what about playing derby? What about playing roller derby? All right. For example, let's say you have a game this month. There are lots of costs with putting on a home game. There's rental, alcohol, maybe you have chair rental, table rental, who knows? And if 30 people or less turned up, you are absolutely losing money on facility rental and all sorts of things that you might pay up front. All these fees and for what? Like, some of you might be thinking, well, that's how many people come anyway. And you know what? I love you and I salute you. You know, I know roller derby is used to not having a lot of people show up to see our games, but seriously, ticket sales can make or break the finances of an organization. The bottom line is going to be affected this year for all of us. For our travel, for our home games, like, you really have to start thinking ahead and figure out what is going to be worth it. What can we put off actually putting money down on right now in case we need to reschedule, in case we need to cancel? I don't want all of you out there being left in the red at the end of the year. Okay, so just try to make some smart, safe decisions. Don't put too much money down on events that might not happen. And really, is it worth putting on a game if people can't come see it? I saw Detroit Roller Derby canceled their game for Saturday, March 14th, but they're still intending to play it and live stream it for free for the fans. So I hope you got to check that out if you could. If this is an option your league feels comfortable with, then you can give this a try if you really need to have this game. But keep in mind, there are still plenty of people who need to get together to put on a bout or even a scrimmage. So don't make any of these choices lightly, okay? Now, you might be wondering, well, what about our rankings this year? Coming from me, friend to friend here, skater to skater, 2020 might be the year to let that go. We do not know how long this is going to go on or how bad it's going to get. And rankings, in the grand scheme of things, are not as important as the health of human beings. So whatever you can do to keep your humans safe, please do. Like, you know, I was accepted to announce at a major tournament. I just found out recently. And this tournament, I can't tell you which one because there's a social media ban right now, blah. But it's one of my favorites that gets put on every year. I've never been to it, and I was so excited about it. But now, I don't know if it's actually going to happen. It's a little over a month away, and I'm not making any travel plans until I have more certainty. I hear this is a great time to get cheap plane tickets, but I just don't have a pressing need to go anywhere right now, okay? There really isn't a need for any of us to go anywhere. So my suggestion is to cancel or postpone non-essential events as much as possible in accordance with the guidelines for your area. And I have the same stance on games. We can play games later. It'll be okay. It really will be okay. And, you know, one of my first thoughts was like, oh, if we had to cancel our first home game, what about the season ticket holders? And then I realized, well, they're mostly family members. I think they'll get it. All right. What about practice? Well, what about it? First off, some advice here I've got for you. Suspend your attendance policy for your league right now. Take it off the board for the time being. You can't have people trying to go out when they shouldn't. The attendance policy is in place to try and get people to come to practice, right? Even on days when maybe they don't want to. If there's any reason they don't want to come to practice right now, they should stay home. If they are feeling in any way sick, they should stay home. If they are afraid, they should stay home. And these people should not be penalized for that. You don't want anyone making poor decisions because they want to make a roster, bottom line. Like, truthfully, my team can have anywhere from 5 to 20 players show up at a practice, usually somewhere in the middle of that. My team is a very strong-willed group of humans, many of whom train during the off-season. Some people will go stir crazy if they don't get out. If you want to keep having practice in small groups like this, but you have concerns, like, there's still plenty you can do at practice with endurance and non-contact drills. You can do footwork till your feet cramp up and fall off. You can do off-skates workouts together that don't require contact. Like, consider your options if you want to keep having practice in what ways you can get stronger as a team without being like, you know, licking each other or whatever. I don't know what you do at your practice. Let's take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'm going to talk about how to help the individual skater during this time. What should you be doing during this time? Today's episode is brought to you by Stakeswear. Stakes makes contact wear tops, bottoms, and accessories optimized for roller derby target and blocking zones. And hey, they would know, they're roller derby skaters themselves. You'll be able to slay without worrying about impact. Their impact material XRD has the highest impact absorption capability currently available on the market. I once took a monster hit to the sternum and it didn't heal completely for 2 years. The Stakes Pro Top gave me extra protection in the vital areas I needed for my chest so I could keep playing the sport I love. When looking for contact wear, I was worried I'd look bulky, but with Stakes, you get to look great in this cool finish design with low profile, skin-friendly material. Plus, you can smell great because it's treated with microband antimicrobial protection, which allows for fewer washes. Seriously, I just do a quick rinse in cold water after practice and let it air dry. Use the code POWER4 to get 10% off your first purchase. Visit stakeswear.com or find them on social media at stakeswear. This episode is brought to you by Bout Betties, the only roller derby subscription service in the world. They offer a range of levels, so you're sure to find a pack that fits in your budget. So whether you're wanting derby enamel pins, comfy athleisure clothes, or sturdy workout apparel, they have you covered. As for me, I super love the apparel. You may have noticed how often I wear it when I make videos for our Facebook page. The leggings, shorts, and sports bras are amazing. The material is ridiculously silky, smooth, and soft. The first time I pulled on my leggings, I could not stop touching my legs and asking friends to touch my legs so they could feel the magic that is this material. And it's so darn cute. There's mermaids, dinosaurs, cats, and many fun new designs coming your way. Whether you're hitting the track, skate park, gym, or grocery store, you will turn heads and bring joy to those you meet. They offer sizes small through 3X, and leggings are bout tested and derby durable. Subscribe today using our podcast promo code POWER10 for 10% off your first pack at boutbetties.com. It's like derby Christmas every single month, and yes, They do ship internationally. All right, now I'm talking to you who is listening. You, the individual skater. What should you do? Number one, if you in any way feel sick, don't go out. Get supplies delivered and left outside your residence. It's not worth it to go out right now if you're not feeling well. It's just not. Even if you don't know young children or the elderly that are most at risk for problems to happen with this, you don't know who you'll come into contact with that does have contact with these people. And if this happens to someone, you might not know it. You might not know them. Is it worth the risk of the people you might hurt whose faces you'll never see? It's not. All right? It's not. Number two, if you are someone who is afraid or feeling a lot of anxiety right now about all this, because my goodness, it's taken over the news feed and all of social media and nobody can talk about anything else, and so it might be getting to you. Hey, I'm here to tell you, you need to take care of yourself first. Like, you don't need to go to practice. You just need to do things that will help you chill, essentially. I saw a post on Facebook from Samuel L. Jackson of Ann Arbor Roller Derby and Star Pass Fitness the other day, and she gave some advice for those with anxiety. I won't read the whole thing, but the point is to be good for yourself. I'm going to sum it up in some bullet points. Here's one. Get comfy. Wear soft clothes. Wash your sheets. Make them all soft and warm. Cuddle with your animals. Make your environment super soothing. All right? Number two, escape. And that means get off the internet and social media. Stop reading the articles. Stop watching the news. You will find out the most important headlines from people you love that you keep in touch with. It's going to be okay if you're not on every up-to-the-moment update, all right? Take some extra time, read some books, watch movies, binge a TV season. Like, immerse yourself in stories that will help take your mind off things so you don't start chewing on the furniture. Get on YouTube. Watch all of the animal videos. Number three, stick to a normal routine. Meaning shower, eat, set alarms to do normal things if you need to. Giving yourself structure will give yourself normalcy. Work out, get some endorphins. Just try to keep your routine pretty normal. And four, allow yourself to feel your feelings. Allow yourself to take a nap if you need to. Don't deprive yourself or bottle things up. Just let it out and let it go. So that's just some general advice for anxiety when you're going through a tough time or maybe thinking some dark thoughts or just generally worried about things. Just do some self-care. You know, get your blanket burrito going if you need to. This next part I want to talk about is going to be advice for everybody out there on what to do if practice gets canceled. This is going to be more evergreen advice. Something you can come back to anytime. And I might release this section separately as a run back episode someday in the future. What to do if you can't be at practice? Because this isn't the first time practice has been canceled. There is always something like weather or big storm, icy roads, too much heat in buildings without air conditioning, or the facility not being available because they double booked your space, which is a jerk move, but it's happened and it does happen and it will happen again. There will be plenty of occasions where you're all ready for practice and boom, can't go. Bummer. When there is uncertainty and things are out of your control, the best thing you can do is work on things you can control. Let's start with training. What can we do to physically still be ready to play roller derby? Number one, especially if you are someone who counts on roller derby practice for all of your physical training, guess what? You're gonna need to train at home in some way. You have to train outside of practice now because practice is not an option. If you have goals and you want to be an amazing roller derby player, that means putting in the time. And if there isn't someone there to kick your butt with lots of laps, that means you're going to be on your own. If you're someone who needs accountability, my first recommendation here is going to be to team up with a teammate and keep in contact with each other over the phone or text to make sure you're keeping up with your training plan. Large groups can help too, but I have learned the larger the group is that's keeping each other quote unquote accountable, the easier it is for no one to notice if you're skipping. It happens. The bigger the group, the more you're like, well, nobody will notice if I missed. So having one person who cares a lot about you and you about them reciprocally can make a huge difference in you sticking to a plan. Anytime I've had a push-up contest with a friend, it has gone off like gangbusters because I'm very competitive and I can just picture her out there doing push-ups and makes me want to do push-ups because I don't want to lose. And, you know, you can just set up some sort of accountability, some sort of competition, or just like, hey, I did this workout today. Did you do this workout today? Great. That's how you help each other out. Number two, make a plan, like a real plan. Write it down. Especially if you are inexperienced in making your own workout plans, like find one and write it down. Roller Derby Athletics, who has been a sponsor of this podcast, is a great resource for already planned workouts tailored to roller derby athletes with hardly any equipment. I found them such a long time ago and I just love the site. There were so many workouts available for free, and even more if you get the membership. It's a really good use of your time because it's efficient. You get through a lot of things in a short amount of time. And these workouts, they don't take up a lot of space either. So if you're like stuck in a tiny apartment or something, you can still probably pull them off. And especially when there's more than one practice canceled, you want to develop your own routine that will rotate different muscle groups. So let's say you're working on your chest and back one day, and then the next day you do leg day. That allows the different areas to get some rest before you tackle another workout. So pick what workouts you're going to do on what days. Stick to a schedule that is repetitive for starting out so you can feel and see your progress. And you know what? There's lots of videos on YouTube. There's lots of streaming services you can follow along with to get a good workout in. There's so many resources out there. There's really no excuse for not finding a good one to start with. Number three, this is a great time to work on all those things you skip. Oh, remember stretching? Hey, how about we do some stretching? I don't know what your excuse is now. You got free time. I want to see you stretch. I don't literally have to see you stretch, but please, please go stretch. If you want to send me a picture of you stretching, that's fine. I'll be your accountability buddy. Okay. But you know, this is a great time for mobility work and rehab exercises. This is a great time for yoga and balance work. There are so many ideas for these out in the universe. You can check out my Instagram at PowerForthWhistle. I share things that I'm working on once in a while. Plenty of knee stuff and balance stuff and strength stuff and mobility. Kyle Kenzie's been sharing lots of mobility stuff on Instagram, as well as those exercises that could possibly prevent concussions. Maybe we should do those. Iron Octopus has some stuff. There are lots of resources if you look, and you can strengthen and improve the flexibility of your ankles, hips, shoulders. Take pressure off the joints in your knees, wrists, elbows by just strengthening the muscle groups around these areas and improving the flexibility so that you can perform things more safely. Like you want to do certain exercises well, like a squat. Like you really do need good range of motion in your hips and your ankles to keep your chest up and your shoulders back. Otherwise, you're hunched and you're leaning forward too much and you're not able to perform the move as much as you need to. And you're not able to keep your weight in your heels like you need to. And that's just one example. So this is a great opportunity for self-care that will help you more safely do the exercises you want to do to get stronger and perform better on the track and prevent more injuries. Number four, for your training,
Go outside.
If you can. Of course, if your practice was canceled because of bad weather, this might not be an option. But if the weather is good by you, get out there. Get some oxygen. Avoid the crowds at the gym and go for a nice trail run or a hike with your dog. You can go on a trail skate whenever you want. If you have a bike, get it out. Just go on an adventure. Like, especially in the situation we're in right now, this is not a quarantine from the outside. It's just from other people. Go hang out in the woods. All right, let's take another quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about ways you can train with your brain. Today, I'm going to talk to you about Moda Skates. Moda Skates was started by Doug and Julie Glass, both inline and roller skating world champions for decades. They've taken their expertise for knowing what athletes need based on personal experience and have lovingly poured it into these skates. Moda Skates is different from other companies. They work hard to provide premium level products at entry level prices. They make a skate that performs at the top level for a fraction of the cost of other brands. And I love that personal, small business touch that they provide in everything they do. I'm loving my Metcon Savage skates. The boots are low cut, just how I like for extra mobility, and have a great heel lock. There's almost no break-in period. Just put them on and go skate. I customized my Boss Pro plates and trucks in gold and orange colors so it can feel like fall, my favorite season, all year round. I could never afford customization in other brands. Believe me, I looked. It makes me feel like these skates are special and unique to me. The Monster Stopper toe stops give amazing lateral stability. They are made of long-lasting rubber, so I can stop and start with ease and not worry about wearing them down. The Turbine wheels deliver performance you've been dreaming about. Your handling and stability and your edge work will make you feel invincible, and the high rolling efficiency will help you crush your laps. Get motivated with Moda Skates. Visit modaskates.com, M-O-T-A skates.com, or any authorized skate vendor for more details. Thank you, Moda Skates, for sponsoring today's episode. All right, before we can train with our brains, let's train with our stomachs. Nutrition. Sure, you should have some treats to feel better. Have some ice cream. You don't want it to feel like end times, but the more you stick to a normal routine with food, the better off you'll be in the long term. Make sure you're getting your protein, get your veggies whenever you can, throw in some extra fruit, get that vitamin C. Just take good and normal care of yourself so you will be able to perform at the first opportunity to get back to practice, okay? Keep eating normal foods that would keep you healthy, all right? Now let's talk brain stuff. Brain stuff. Watching Derby. Oh, you got some free time now? How about you watch some freaking Derby? There's this resource called WFTDA.tv. Maybe you've heard of it. You can find in the archives almost every playoff game from the last several years. There are many teams who have hosted major tournaments who post games on YouTube you can check out. There are always things you can learn from watching roller derby. Let's go over some of them. One, watching individual players. Sometimes you hone in on the jammers and you watch what techniques they use for footwork and engaging walls, and you come up with ideas on how to incorporate using those in your own practice. Like, have you ever practiced your footwork in your living room while watching a game based on a move you just saw someone else do? I do. I have. It does translate. Your brain is downloading information as you watch. Then you interpret it and try to make your body move the same way as closely as possible in your bare feet. And then when you try to do it on skates, you are so much closer to making it happen. You don't have to have your skates on to learn stuff and to try moves. You can do these anytime. In fact, it's actually a really great first step to do it off skates before putting your skates on. If you have enough room in your living room and a floor that you can scuff up, sure, you can put your skates on. But most of us don't. So let's play some sock derby. Jammers aren't the only ones with cool moves, so check out what the blockers are doing as well. Like, what are they doing well and effectively? Okay, like, what are the things that are working? How can you make that work for you? And in general, whichever position you play, which of the players you are watching have which ones have similar body types to you? How do they use their bodies effectively to achieve what they want on the track? Not everyone on your team looks and moves like you do. Each of us is unique. Sometimes your teammates don't always have a tip that works for you, but if you watch someone like you on video where you can pause and rewind as many times as you want, you might get some ideas that are crucial to your success in playing, reacting, and, hey, avoiding penalties too. How about that? I had a teammate once who was super, super tall, long legs, was always getting these low block penalties, couldn't figure it out. And it wasn't until she got some advice from another really tall player that she was able to understand what was going on and how to get her body out of the way more and not get called for those penalties and not get in that trouble. And it made a big difference. All right, number two, things to look for when you're watching Derby. Starts. How do teams line up on the start? Chances are the team that gets more lead jams is eventually going to win the game, statistically. So how does a team set up that start to benefit their situation? What happens as soon as the whistle blows? What types of offense work against what types of defense? What's working and not working out there? What did people try and didn't work? Did they try it again later and then execute it differently? Like, what is happening out there? Is a team using zone blocking effectively? How does each player manage their zone? What types of blocking styles work against what types of jammer styles? Is everyone piled up on the jam line or are some skaters lingering by the pivot line? Does anyone move right before the whistle blows into a new position? How does each piece affect the other pieces? What is the chess going on out there in the start? These are very interesting questions, and you might want to have the remote handy to rewind bits of the game several times to break down what each person did. Number three, styles. If you haven't listened to the episode with Optimus Grime, go back and check that out to hear about elemental jamming. That is something great to watch out for. I'm not going to go into it completely right now because I would rather you hear it from the source, but I want you to see when you're watching Derby if you can identify a jammer's elemental style. Based on the moves they're using, are they a water jammer, a fire jammer, earth, air? What are the types of moves, the style of movement that they use? Is it a groovy combo of these things? What blocking styles shut that down? And are those blockers using those blocking styles correctly? Are they trying to meet fire with fire? Or are they trying to use water to combat fire, which usually works more effectively? Earth can combat air. The taking of space, the allowing of space. Are the blockers learning and adjusting throughout the game? Does the jammer try a different style if the blockers are shutting them down in their natural element? Let's get into the coaching side a bit more with number four, time management. Everyone should know a little about this, all right? Is a team calling off jams right away to conserve time? Are they letting jams go longer? If so, why? Are they trying to get a penalty box time off of a player to help them get out of the box? Do they see an opportunity to take advantage of a tired jammer? Or maybe a less experienced pivot turn jammer? Are they not paying attention at all and don't care about the clock? When the score is close, how are teams using time? When are timeouts being called? And what changes or adjustments does a team make after calling a timeout? What was the timeout for? See if you can figure it out. Especially in a close game toward the end, how are the teams using time to their benefit? Or are they missing opportunities? How can you learn from another team's successful use of time or failure to capitalize on a situation? Number five, player rotation. How are other teams using their players? Do they have two lines of blockers that rotate with an occasional relief player thrown in? Do some players get left on the track more than that? do some players rotate between jamming and blocking? And how does that affect them overall in the grand scheme of things over the course of the game? How does the jammer rotation play out? Is it a group of 3 to 5 that never changes? Do they just stick to the same thing the whole game? Or does it change? When does it change? When do they decide to change it? Can you identify jammer matchups being made and which team is doing the matching and why? What benefit are they trying to get from a different matchup? What's the situation that they are trying to cause to happen? Is it any of those situations that we talked about with Freight Train, with the different types of jammers and how that they are used? Is someone tired or less effective being replaced by someone more fresh and effective against this team? Like, when and how is a relief jammer used? If the changes are being made, why? All of this can give you ideas on how to use your own players most effectively in a game by seeing parallel situations. And 6, the last reason to watch Derby. It's fun, or we wouldn't play. Get the happy place endorphins from other players being happy and doing cool stuff on your screen. Just ooh and ah, the pretty moves and the big hits. Jerk around in your seat. You try to help the players on the screen be more awesome. Just enjoy it. Watch Derby because it's also really enjoyable, okay? It's fun. All right, the last thing we're going to talk about today for your brain is brain training, particularly about mental game and mindset. This is the thing that you guys come to me for the most. How do I help my mental game? How do I help my mindset? How do I stop beating myself up? I have trouble dealing with failure. I have trouble dealing with this or that and the other thing. There's so, like, besides listening to this podcast, which I think is a super good idea, there are so many books out there. And I got a lot of my ideas and my training from books. I'm going to share with you some of my favorite books. You've got time now. You can read. There are so many books you can read. First off, Mind Gym. If you haven't read Mind Gym, give that a read. It covers most of the mental challenges that an athlete goes through, at least in like a chapter. And it's like, you know, the hoops your brain must go through. Like, it has stuff on injuries and fear and failure and competition and all sorts of things. Like, a lot of the basics are there. So that's the one I would start with. If you want to learn more about learning, I really like The Inner Game of Tennis. Those of you out there who can't do a thing when you're thinking about doing the thing, you know, you're trying really hard to do the hockey stop, but you're overthinking it and you can't make it happen because you're thinking specifically about your foot and your hip and the wheels and the other thing, and you're trying to make all of it happen, you need to read The Inner Game of Tennis. If you are someone who cannot do a transition on their weaker side without, like, if you weren't thinking about it, you'd be fine. You really need to read that, because I loved the explanation of how and why all that happens in your brain. And there are so many good ideas on how to combat that and allow your brain to learn. It's a really good book for teaching your brain how to learn without getting in its way. There are some really great autobiographies out there. I really love Ronda Rousey's autobiography. And I've talked about Open by Andre Agassi. I mean, Andre Agassi, tennis player, talk about someone stuck in their head and having to battle out of it. Like, this is seriously recommended reading for anyone who struggles with this. If you want books for coaches, I really like Quiet Strength or The Mentor Leader by Tony Dungy, football coach, or 12 Rings by Phil Jackson, basketball coach. Those are both really good books for the challenge of influencing other people, getting them to do what you want, and to kind of create a team environment, how to get people to work together, and like overcome adversity and obstacles. It's really good stuff. And get creative with training too. The Art of Learning, another good book for learning. That's a really good one. The Sports Gene is interesting in a really scientific way. It asks the question, like, is there a sports gene? Are there some people who are born, like, more ready to do certain types of sports than others? And it just has a lot of really interesting information. Like, I just found it interesting. It made you think about things in a different way. Even though our sport is one that caters to, like, all body types and all types of people can join in, It is interesting how biologically some people like, just have longer arms. They can do arm things and stuff. It doesn't sound as smart as I wanted it to. The power of habit. That is a really interesting read too, just about how habits form, how to change habits. Really good if you are somebody who has some long-range goals and you're trying to make great things happen in your life, but you're struggling with the patterns of behavior that you need to execute to get to your goals. And oh, Relentless by Tim Grover. That's a really good book. Helped coach Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. Not a coach, but like a trainer, physical trainer. Just coach some really relentless individuals who wanted their goals real hard, and how to get that mindset of like just going for it on a whole nother level. And the last one that I would recommend today is How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Does that seem appropriate for right now? Let's see. Here's a quote. The best possible way to prepare for tomorrow is to concentrate with all your intelligence, all your enthusiasm, on doing today's work superbly today. All right? Let's focus on the present as much as possible right now. Like, do some long-term planning, like make some contingency plans for what's going on in your league, in your life. But for right now, try to be here right now. And not go world ending in your brain, okay? This book also has basic steps for problem analysis. How about this? Number one, get the facts, the actual facts, not the Facebook facts. Get the facts from a reputable source, like a doctor. Two, analyze the facts, like, do your own critical thinking based on the facts that have been presented to you, okay? Don't just take everything at face value. Think about it critically. And three, arrive at a decision and then act on that decision. So no hemming and hawing forever. Just do some logical things, make a decision, stick with it, and then do the things. I just don't want you guys all out there like wallowing or worrying. There are a lot of things out of our control right now. And I want you to really, as much as possible, focus on the things that you can control. You can always control your reaction to a situation, for example. All right? Whatever you do is up to you. Be smart, be safe, be healthy, be good to each other, and still hang out in small groups, all right? In a safe way. All right, I think that takes us to the end now. Let's do our thank yous. Thank you to all of my patrons on Patreon, especially our top-tier patrons, Stevie Kicks, Rachel White, Tara Wevenson, and the training team at Charlotte Roller Derby. Thank you to Jennergy, our transcriber. Oh, and I want to tell you guys, we've got two new designs in the Threadless store this week. So if you go to powerforthwhistle.threadless.com, you can find Jammers Reach for the Stars and Blockers Aim for the Stars. I think you need one of each. It's pretty fun and I love it. Thank you to the people on Facebook that shared things this week. Cindy Mosier, Aurora, Elena, Tommy Riggins shared the run back episode about fear and quoted me. I'm not used to being quoted. The quote is, "I'm not the last jam I performed in. I had a bad jam. I am not that jam. That does not define me." That's a really good quote, Tommy. Thank you for sharing that with everybody. On Instagram, thank you to ArchieStrange13 for sharing stories about us. And on Twitter, Montreal Roller Derby, Kyle Kenzie, Test the World, and Estibernak. Thank you to everybody who shares things on social media and gets out the word about this podcast. I really appreciate all of you so much. You are so great. And thank you to our sponsors, Stakesware, Motoskates, and Bout Betty's. Your support is amazing. And with that, I want you to go hug your cat, hug your dog, cuddle up in a blanket, watch some roller derby. All right? Because we have been talking about derby and sharing derby thoughts. Pew pew! Thank you.
you for listening to another episode of Power Through the Fourth Whistle Roller Derby Podcast. I really hope those laser beams of positivity will carry through your day. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter at Power Fourth Whistle. That's P-O-W-E-R, the number 4, T-H-W-H-I-S-T-L-E. You can find fun videos of on and off skates training at our YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. You could also support the podcast on Patreon for as little as a dollar a month. The benefits of becoming a patron include fun stuff I can send you, like stickers, buttons, or shirts from our Threadless store. You can get access to our Discord server, bonus content, and free giveaways. Plus, patrons now have access to an ad-free version of the podcast that will download to your favorite podcast app each week, and everyone can access our transcribed episodes at patreon.com/powerfourthwhistle. If you like the content we provide and want to support us on this journey, please consider becoming a patron. If you want to expand your derby wardrobe, of course, another way to support the podcast is visiting our store at powerfourthwhistle.threadless.com, where you can get our designs on just about any type of apparel or accessory you can dream up. Please, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast anywhere you can. Leaving reviews is still the best way to help this podcast be found and spread those laser beams of positivity to more humans. Plus, it's a way you can give back that is completely free. Open up your Apple Podcast app, punch those stars, and leave me a pew pew!